Well, good morning. Good morning. Isn't this fun out here?
Yeah.
This is great. I think we like stumbled onto something. I think you should do this at least once or twice a year out here. That'd be great. That'd be great. It was so funny. We came here this morning and we thought about, well, what are we going to do? And so we decided, you know, the first service, it was too late. So we told people to come back second service. And, okay, let's get some chairs out of upstairs. And there was a group of us standing in front of the elevator pushing the button. I won't tell you how long we stood there pushing the button in the elevator. Like, why is it not working? Why is it not working? Hey, let's grab our Bibles. We're going to go to the Old Testament today. We're just going to spend a few minutes talking with you. You know, there's a couple things I want to announce. First of all, Thursday night of Easter is Maundy Thursday. We're having a big event here. You don't want to miss it. It's a great family event. Friday night is Good Friday. There's a community service. All the churches in Auburn are getting together and putting on a community service. It's going to be on Derry Road at Crossroads Church there. And I think it's at 6:30 or 7. You can look when it's in your bulletin. We'll announce it again next week. So there's another opportunity to come together as a Christian community, the Foothills, to celebrate the Lord's death. So that's going to be a great time together. And guys, don't forget to sign up for that men's retreat. We also wanted to know that we've been taking nominations for elders 2 weeks from today. We're going to be voting on that. Next Sunday, we're going to introduce the candidates to you, and you'll get a chance to meet them. We're going to have them go into a side room after each service so that you can meet them and talk with them, ask them any questions you want. And so we're going to announce them next Sunday and then have those rooms available. So if you want to plan on staying a couple extra minutes after that next Sunday. Also, after today, if you want to help us put stuff back, you can stick around for a few minutes and do that as well. I don't know about you, but I enjoy this. This is nice out here. This is really nice. I like this beautiful view out here. And wow, the team that designed this, Lauren Miller and Lisa West and Patty Robinson and all that group put together just a great feeling out here. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You know, a couple of years ago, I started asking the Lord for something that on a personal level, and I felt like I needed to be a better prayer. I wanted to deepen my prayer life. And so I started reading some articles and some books and some podcasts or listening to podcasts on the issue of how to pray better. And I've learned a lot over the last couple of years, and I think God has been able to teach me how to pray. You know, the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. And as we're entering Daniel chapter 9, we're not going to go there this morning. We're going to do that next week. This is nice for me. I don't have to study as much this week for next week. But Daniel chapter 9 is Daniel's famous prayer in the book of Daniel. We're going to be studying that for a couple of weeks. But this morning, I wanted to just share with you a little bit something different. You know, how can we be better prayers? Better prayers. Last year, somebody gave me a great little devotional book. Sorry, this speaker's been going in and out. We need to get a generator that's stronger. So
it's still running.
I know the generator's running. So in First Chronicles chapter 10. King Saul was the first king of Israel. When he started out his leadership, he was dependent upon the Lord. He would seek the Lord whenever he had trouble. He would seek the Lord whenever he had an adversary come his way. He would seek the Lord when he had a question about what to do with the people of Israel. But the problem with Saul is as he continued in his lifetime, he began to ask God for less and less. Some of the answers that God gave him, he didn't really like.
Test. There you go.
Some of the answers that God gave him, he didn't like. All right. Some of the answers. Can you hear me okay? I'll just be loud.
All right.
All right. Hey, today's service is in honor of Billy Graham. Doesn't it feel like a Billy Graham event right there? There will be an altar call at the end. Okay. First Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13. So Saul died for the trespasses which he committed against the Lord, because of the word of the Lord which he did not keep, and also because he asked counsel of a medium, making inquiry of it. and he did not inquire of the Lord. Saul had a great progression in his life that we would call tragic. When he became king, he listened to God, followed God, but as he went forward in his life, he didn't like some of the answers to his prayers, and so he simply stopped praying. And then at the end of his life, he took even a step further away from God. Instead of going to God with his problems, he started going to the medium. He started going to the witch doctor. He started going to the palm reader. And he was trying to discern the will of God for his nation through the medium. And God said, that's it. That's it. So the next time Saul went into battle, they lost, and he lost his life. So he ended on a really high note. Started on a really high note, ended on a really low note. And the point of this lesson is very simple. When I stop requesting of God, I stop victories in my life. When I stop requesting of God, I stop the victories in my life. You know, there's a great devotional book I was given last year, and one of the teachings was on prayer, and this is how it put it. It used that old English word, the word quest. Remember that word? To quest of someone means to request of them, to ask of them. And this devotional was talking about how when we stop questing of God, soon conquests cease. That when quests cease, so do conquests also cease. And I don't know about you in your life, but in my life, when I have gone through seasons where I've stopped requesting of God and tried to solve the issues of life on my own, my victories ceased. Because of three reasons, and here we go. On the back of your notes, if you want to write this down. When quests cease, conquests cease. That's a great thought. And here's why. Number one, when we seek God, we seek Him for His, and I'm going to use the word light. That God, I need light to be shined down on this issue. God, I need clarity on this problem. I'm not sure how to deal with this relationship in my marriage. I'm not sure how to deal with that kid. I'm not sure how to handle that situation at work or at school. And God, I just need You to shine Your light of clarity on my problem. And prayer shines the light of God on your problem. If I would be willing, if I am willing to get alone with God, and I am willing to sit and listen and read my Bible, pretty soon God brings clarity to my problem, or to my question, or to my decision. Prayer brings light. Turn to your neighbor and say, prayer brings light.
Prayer brings light.
Prayer brings light. You know, sometimes we ask all of our friends, or we'll go on Facebook, or we'll go online, and we ask a bunch of people their opinions about my problems or my decision, and we forget that the one who can bring light to the issue in your family or at work or at school is God. And God brings light to your prayers. That's why it's so important just to sit and to read His Word. Because the Word tells us that the Bible is a light unto our feet, a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. God's Word, prayer, sitting alone with Him, talking to Him about my issues, brings, number one, it brings light. It brings light. Saul stopped going to God for light, and his victories ceased. Number two, not only do his prayer bring God's light, but it also brings what I'm going to use the word sight. So we have light to get God's clarity, and then I need sight to know what to do with the issue at hand. God, how do I move forward with that business decision? God, how do I move forward with the new season of life? How do I move forward after loss? God, I not only need Your clarity, but I need You to look ahead and show me the path You want me to go on. Prayer brings sight to the path. that God wants me to go on. We're going to see next week in Daniel. Daniel is brilliant about sitting with God until God brings light, until God brings sight. And prayer is the exercise that will bring that into your life. You have a big decision to make. You have an issue that you're facing. You have a season in life that you didn't expect to find yourself in. All of a sudden, prayer will bring sight. God, I need to know what to do. I need to know what's the next step. And then finally, I'm going to use the word might. Prayer brings God's might. Once I have clarity on a situation, and then I have sight on the situation, now I know what God wants me to do. But sometimes, like with Saul, what he asks us to do is hard. When he asks you to do something, that's not easy. When he asks you to stand up and take leadership in something, when he wants you to solve a problem in your life, sometimes we need courage. Following God includes courage, doesn't it? Courage to do the right thing. Courage to stand up for the right things. Courage to face down the enemy of the devil. Courage in our life. Sometimes we need courage to make that decision. Sometimes we can't see far enough down the road, and we need the strength to get up every day and battle with whatever you're battling. We need God's might. And God's might is found in times of prayer. I don't know about you, but for me in my life, the greatest ideas I've had have come in times of prayer. The greatest strength I've built up have come in times of prayer. The greatest foresight into a decision to be made didn't come in a staff meeting or even an elders meeting. The greatest decisions I've ever made in my life have come out of times just being with God and questing of Him, asking Him, what do you want me to do? God, I don't understand. God, I need your light. God, I need your sight. God, I need your might so that I can do what it is you asked me to do. So my encouragement to us this morning is let's quest of God more. What is it in your life you need His help with? And are you talking to Him about it? One-on-one. Are you talking to Him about it in such a way where you can hear His response? Where we're seeking His voice? Where we're listening to His Word? Time alone with God. I wrote this down. Time alone with God. Time to meditate on His Word. Time alone with God. Time to clean my heart so I can hear Him clearly. Time alone with God. Time to contemplate the circumstances that I'm facing. I don't know about you, but I have a really hard time taking the time just to contemplate the issues in my life. We run life so fast, right? That we're going from one thing to the next, and there's so many demands placed on your life and on my life and on your time and on my time. How do we carve out time just to think about our life and the circumstances that we're facing? Time to let light dawn. That God would give you clarity. Time to let sight be given so God can give you a plan of action on what to do. Time to let might swell so that you'll be courageous and have strength, or you'll have the discipline, the self-discipline to do what God wants you to do. Light and sight and might are gifts that come to us from God in our private moments with Him, in our private times with Him. You need the courage. You need the wisdom. You need the strength. You just need clarity. Our staff is going through a book. We've been going through it about a year and a half now. We're not going very fast through it. And it's called The Emotionally Healthy Leader. And in that book, it talks about how do you carve out time in your life to quest of God? And one of the exercises that he encourages in that book that we've instituted as a staff are what we call one-day spiritual retreats, where I give the staff however many hours you normally work in a day, that's how many hours I want you to go and be with God. And I give them a topic, and I give them some scriptures, and I give them some thoughts to work through and to write about. And it's amazing how when I can get alone with God and I write down the circumstances and I ask Him for light, sight, and might, it's amazing how He does it every time. Solomon's tragedy for his life is that he stopped inquiring of the Lord. Some of the tragedies in my life are because I stopped inquiring of the Lord. And I know that many of you are going through deep waters. Many of you are going through difficulties. Many of you are facing decisions, or you're going through this long process of dealing with something that doesn't seem to end. Where do I find clarity? Where do I find sight? Where do I find might? And I just want to encourage you, we're going to see in Daniel chapter 9 next week, it comes when we spend time alone with God. So let me encourage you. Carve out some time to spend time alone with Him and seek Him. Talk to Him. Ask Him for clarity, for sight, and for might. And we don't want to write our stories like Saul's stories, where we started out strong, but we ended weak. Amen? That's my encouragement this morning. We're going to be talking about prayer the next couple of weeks. Talking about having sight and might and light. So let's stand together, let's pray.
Let's pray together. Reach out and grab your neighbor's hand this morning if you would.
Lord, as this morning once again reminds us that there are a lot of things in life that are beyond our control. A lot of things in life that we don't always understand, and we have to improvise and change course. And Lord, it's just a picture of what takes place regularly in our own life. As we live life each day, we thank You that You're always with us. We thank You that as we spend time with You, You'll give us light and sight and might. And we pray, Lord, that we would begin a new path in having a deeper walk with You. May You encourage us. May You show us how to do it. May we learn the skill of questing of You. For Lord, we know that when quests cease, conquests cease. And when I stop inquiring of You, the victories in life soon come to an end. So thank You for this time together. Thank You for our church family and all that You're doing. Thank You for bringing us here this morning. May You send us out with Your strength. We pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for coming. There's plenty of donuts left, so have a donut.